Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, we are so honored. We really are honored that you would hang out with us a few minutes every single weekday. Our hope is that you'd see this as an investment, that this would be something that adds value to you, that it encourages you and equips your faith. And I certainly hope that today, as we think about this idea, what should the church do? Now, one of the things I know is that there's a lot of things the church can do. In fact, if you were to line up 100 people, you'd probably get 100 different things that the church should do. And sometimes we get really passionate about that, and we have those things that we think, man, the church ought to do those things. Well, there's a lot of things we could do, and there's a lot of things that we should do, but I know that there's at least three things the church must do. Now, if you're part of a church, this is something that is true for you, and if you're just checking this out, these are three things that I think the church ought to be doing. Here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4. A guy named Paul's writing to the churches in Ephesus, and he starts the chapter by listing gifts. And then he says, here's the point of these gifts. He says in verse 12, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, which is the body of Christ. And in that one verse are the three things that we should do, that we must do. Number one, we must equip God's people. That's what healthy churches do. Healthy churches realize that everybody needs equipping. And there's two primary ways that the church can do this. One is through Bible study, and the second one is through prayer. Now, there's more, obviously, tools that we could use, but those are essential because we desperately need to hear from God through his word, and we talk to God through prayer. And so he says to equip God's people. The second thing that the church must do is he says to do his work. Well, the work of God is what Jesus told us right before he left this earth and he returned to heaven. He said, I am the light of the world, but now tag, you're the light of the world. And then later he says, go and make disciples. And so what a healthy church does is, number one, they equip their people so that, number two, they can go into the world and make other disciples. The way we say it here at Sugar Hill Church is that we must openly speak of the things of God, that's part of what we're on this earth to do. That's the mission. He says to equip God's people to do God's work. And he says, number three, to build up the church, the body of Christ. Now, growing up in church, we used to call this fellowship. We used to call it a lot of different names. But the idea is this, is that we need each other, that we're part of the body of Christ, that we're members of the same family. And so when he talks about the three things that church must do, he talks about it in order. He starts with equipping because you've got to have content in your life. You've got to have a walk with Jesus that's real and personal. And that content, that walk with Jesus, begins to spill its way out into number two, telling people about him. That when you're passionate, when you're walking in relationship, you can't help but to talk about him, which leads to number three, the church being built up, the body of Christ coming together. What happens if we're not careful is we'll focus on a lot of other things, and they're not necessarily bad things, but they're not the core things. And if we neglect the core of number one, equipping, number two, to do the work, and number three, building up the body, then it begins to weaken and it begins to crumble. And so I want to encourage you today, as you think about what the church should do, are you being personally equipped? Are you doing the work of telling other people about Jesus? And as you do, are you living in community with others? Because I guarantee you, this life is better when we do it together. There's a lot of things that we could do, but man, these are three things we have to do, we should do. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.